Pope Francis, and I share a hearty laugh. As a papal society, the Holy See oversees our work and my appointment as president. The Holy Father has challenged each of us to share with the poor. Will you answer him today by supporting our mission? Dear Jose, since Pope Francis ascended to the papacy, he was regularly reminded the world that God commands us to help the hurting and the poor. Holiness is about swooning in mystic rapture, not mystic rapture. The Pope has stressed instead holiness is about actively helping our neighbors, especially the neediest and most vulnerable among us. And that is what we do at Catholic Extension. Since 1905, we have reached out to the poorest and most remote areas in America, bringing hope and the light of Christ to the most in need. But right now, requests for help are growing. Jose, in America's poor regions, many Catholics may not have a church in which to worship, a priest to say weekly mass, or religious sisters to comfort them, but they do have their dreams for a better life, their faith and your support through Catholic Extension. As you can imagine, the pandemic continues to cause our poor brothers and sisters to suffer more than any time in recent history. As they were already mired in poverty and trying circumstances you and I can scarcely imagine, these dear Catholics, neighbors in are rich in spirit and faith, but poor in resources, which is why they desperately need your help. With God's grace and your caring and compassionate support, we are able to work in solidarity with the people in America's poorest regions to help build up vibrant and transformative Catholic faith communities. Updating and repairing churches, supporting priests who travel to remote areas where Catholics are yearning to hear the Word of God, and funding religious sisters serving on the front lines, providing care, spiritual nourishment, and hope every day. Our work is practical, powerful, and uplifting. By sending a gift today, you'll support life-saving ministries that help many poor communities across the U.S. during difficult times. Our brothers and sisters regularly turn to their local Catholic Church for help and guidance. That is why we must make sure that the Church is always available to them, especially now. As Christians, Pope Francis reminds us we have an additional reason to love and serve the poor, for in them we see the face and flesh of Christ, who made himself poor to enrich us with his poverty. Your gift today will make a far-reaching difference for so many people in need and provide some of life's greatest gifts, hope, dignity, and the opportunity to experience God's infinite grace and tender mercy. Please help fulfill Pope Francis' plea and God's commandment. As I send you this letter today, I continue to receive daily funding requests from the poorest dioceses in America. Each one is requesting immediate help. Please send what you can today. Thank you for remembering that, as the Holy Father said, the poor are the ones who will open us to the way to heaven. They are our passport to paradise. In Christ, Father Jack Wall, President, Catholic Extension. P.S. As we all continue to take measures to stay healthy and safe, we made it easy for you to support our mission online. Simply go to www.catholicextension.org/sacred to make your gift. 118.22, $2 given. Archdiocese of Fairbanks, Arkansas. Diocese of Brownsville, Texas. Diocese of Birmingham, Alabama.